Well done, Ross.
Aye, that's the way it goes. Not much I can say, you know what I mean, but I'll be back next year again, definitely.
Disappointing start, I suppose, for you, Jason. You were 3-0 down at the end of the first round, I suppose. After that, you were always chasing it.
Aye, well, Darren came out of the blocks fast, and I intended to come out of the blocks fast too, but just didn't happen the night.
And where was that fight lost for you, Jason?
Well, it's hard to say where it was lost, you know what I mean? It was a 3-round fight, you know what I mean? It can change in any round of the fight, you know, but he got off to the better start, and I was chasing from then on.
And I suppose not much consolation for you now, but you were 5-1 down going into the final 3 minutes, and I'm sure looking back on it in the weeks to come, you'll be happy enough with your performance in the third round.
Okay, I'll be happy enough with it, all right, you know, but as I says, maybe I should have started off a bit better in the first and earlier, first and second round, you know what I mean, but that's the way it goes, and the only thing I can do is learn from it like I did last year, you know, and mightn't seem as if I'm learning much from it, you know, but every time I'm getting into that ring, I'm getting more experience, and as I said, I'm still 19, you know what I mean, I'm still hungry to get that title back.
And tell me, what was different tonight's final compared to 12 months ago?
It wasn't much difference because it was me and O'Neill again in the final, you know, but maybe I was a wee bit more confident tonight myself, like I felt as if I could give him a far better rattle this year, you know what I mean, but the experience that man has, like he's been in, I think that's his 7th national final, you know what I mean, so the only thing I can do from it is learn from it and hopefully take him out next year.
And contrast Darren O'Neill's experience with your own, you're still 19 years of age, we still have to see the best years of Jason Quigley yet.
That's it, Darren O'Neill's in his peak now, you know what I mean. I'm coming into senior boxing, I was broken last year, maybe this was another break in this year, you know what I mean. It's all stepping stones and I'm willing to take them all.
And where do we go from here, Jason?
Well, I'll be taking a wee break now and away for a while. And back to the drawing board again, you know what I mean, as I says last year. We were back to the drawing board and it'll be the same again this year, and hopefully we'll come up with better tactics next year, right?
And something you and I suppose have spoke of distantly in the past was your dream of fighting for Ireland at the Olympics. Where does this defeat leave that ambition?
Well, it's still open, you know what I mean? Like, Darren O'Neill is to qualify at the World Championships, which isn't easy, and if he fails to do that, I'm still on my crack, you know what I mean? I'll be on his heels, don't worry about that.